Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're not putting any calls on the air tonight, but some people are calling in, talking to Mike about the show because we're talking about our show on the air. And we have a lot of new listeners. We have lots of new affiliates. And I have a cold. So what we thought we would do is take advantage of that opportunity to present some of the material from our CDs from 1994 on up to the present. Now, we do have a 99 CD, and we are going to play one cut from that. We'd really like you guys to tune into our Radiothon on Thursday night and pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. All right, this is, to give you a little bit of the prelude of the preamble, this is the story of Skippy and Frank. Skippy and Frank did a morning radio show, and it was, quote, edgy. And it was pushing the envelope, and it was irreverent, and it was a morning zoo, and they were the bad boys of their local radio market, and they used naughty words, and they talked about sex, and they were just wild, and they were unpredictable. In other words, they were like every other freaking morning show on the air in America today. Well, Skippy and Frank, always pushing the envelope, one day came on the air, and as a practical stunt, kind of a funny radio station gag, Skippy put both barrels of a 12-gauge shotgun in his mouth and fired. He didn't die, but he was badly disfigured, and they were fired from their radio station. What you're about to hear is Skippy and Frank resurrecting themselves on another radio station. There's Skippy, now badly disfigured from a shotgun blast to the face, and Frank doing their wild and irreverent radio show. And here is part two of Skippy and Frank.
98.9 WDED Harmony, serving the entire Wacapuki Valley. It's the Skippy and Frank Show.
Right, everybody, Skippy and Frank here, about 19 after radio, 19. As Frank, I'll tell you something right now. Okay, what a wacky thing. We got involved. I'll tell you, this is Frank, Skippy Frank Show. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. We got to make sure that we get Commander Davies up with the helicopter. He's going to find out about traffic here in a few minutes. But I'll tell you something right now. We went out to that personal sign at personal appearance out there. It was fantastic this weekend. Wasn't it, Skippy? All right, hold on. I just got a catheter in his throat for a minute here. All right, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we saw a good-looking girls that want to go let me sign their breasts.
That's right. Hey, we were out there. Those girls let us sign their breasts, weren't they?
Uh-huh. Say 20 minutes after I hit Skippy and Frank Wanick show. And are you ready to go to Captain Davis with traffic? Let's find out what's going on with traffic with Captain Davis.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, was that, did he want me to do something?
Yeah, that was Skippy telling everybody we're going to go to traffic.
Because I can't understand the son of a bitch. Is this,
Well, we're on the air now.
Oh, we're on the air. Yeah, hi, everybody. This is Captain Davis here with Skippy and Frank. Traffic here, WDED, over the Wacapuki Valley right now. Out there in State 15, we got really hot traffic, and Skippy and Frank is really good. Even though Skippy had half of his face blown off, he looks pretty good. This is Captain Bob Davies, WDED.
All right. Yeah, I can tell you something right now. It's just a goofy thing, man.
21:20, we're going to do 8 o'clock. I'm Frank.
Yeah, I'm Frank.
I'm Hans Skippy.
Skippy Frank Show. Hey, all these girls out there, come on out and show us your boobs, huh?
So come on and show us your boobs, and I'll sign your breasts.
Yeah. All right, let's take another phone call. Hey, you're on with Skippy and Frank Show. How's it going, brother?
Hello?
Hi, hey, that's Skippy and Frank. I'm Frank.
Skippy.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, what happened to Skippy, man? Jesus. Because I heard you guys... I heard you guys, would you run Wood?
Yeah, getting Wood in the morning, man.
Yeah, we got fired from that job. That general manager was an asshole.
Well, he might have been an asshole, man, but I can't understand what Skippy's saying or nothing. He used to, like, talk clear. What happened?
Well,
What happened to you guys? You try to have all this fun and everything, and I mean,
okay, we must have lost that call. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, President Reagan's on the phone. How you doing, President Reagan? President Clinton's on the phone, Skippy. Should we talk to President Clinton?
Yeah, we should talk to President Clinton.
Yeah, he was getting a hover there in the Oval Office. Let's talk to President Clinton. Hey, President Clinton, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, President Clinton?
I don't know if I can get a Skippy and Frank t-shirt.
Hey, how about that, Skippy? He wants a Skippy and Frank t-shirt.
Oh, yeah? That's great. Well, let's give him one. Mr. President, do you want one?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's give President Clinton a Skippy and Frank t-shirt. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're back on.
Yeah, I'm the guy you hung up on, man. I mean, Skippy, ever since you got your face blown off, it's a...
All right, Skippy and Frank show. Okay, it's...
It's 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, 8:23, Kern Feed Center in Harmony, California. How are you, Mr. Kern?
Holy Christ.
That's all right. It's okay.
What happened to his face?
No, wait.
Mr. Kern, welcome to the Skippy and Frank Show. Can your daughter come out so I can sign her breasts?
Good God.
It's okay. Mr. Kern, Skippy, could you turn around for just a minute? Because he's being sick.
What's the matter? What's the matter with him?
Your face. Hit some music. Hurry, hit some music, God. Anyway, let's take a phone call. Hey, you're on the Skippy and Frank Show. How you doing?
Hi, guys. This is Steve Chase.
Hey, Steve Chase. This is the general manager of our station. How you doing?
Is Skippy there?
Yeah, hey, Skippy. It's Steve Chase, the general manager.
Ah, you dirtbag! What a piece of crap you are! How you doing, Steve?
Look, I wanted to take a chance on the show after Skippy blew part of his face away on that morning show stunt on WOOD. I thought it would be novel to have you guys on to see Skippy in his rehabilitative therapy, to see him make a comeback, but it was only newsworthy for the first month. Ever since then...
What do you...
Just shut up for a minute, okay? It's not working. I'm not kidding, you assholes. It's not working, okay? Skippy, you need help. You need to get back into rehabilitative therapy. The catheter running out of your neck is not making anybody... Nobody's warming up for breakfast around there. You understand what I'm saying? In the last personal appearance we had...
Better play some music.
Let's play some music.
Turn it on. Turn it down. Turn it... There. I just want to tell both of you, you're fired.
You're firing Skippy and Frank? Skippy?
What did he say?
You guys can pick up your checks on the way out of the show tonight. You're fired. Your morning show sucks. Skippy sounds like a drooling freak ever since he put the shotgun in his mouth. He sounds like the Elephant Man, okay, asshole? Do you understand what I mean by that? Oh, come on, man. Just play some music and get out of the show.
But I...
Just play some music.
This is Skippy and Frank Show. It's 826, 26, about after 8 o'clock here.
Skippy and Frank Show.
Here, let me put the catheter back in your neck.
I can't stand being fired again. Everything I ever worked for in my life.
Look, you tried a stunt. It didn't work, okay?
Give me the gun.
No, you're not going to...
Give me the gun!
Skippy, it's not worth...
I told you, give me the gun!
My partner's going to do it again. Please, don't do it, Skippy. I love you.
Hey, I feel better now. It's Skippy and Frank here. And this is, of course, Skippy and Frank show. And I'm Skippy.
I'm Frank. Hey, you're looking really good, man.
That's right. It's because I'm feeling really good. That shotgun to the lip.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder started on our program. He's a character that I do, and he is alternately a, you know, professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. I don't even think there is such a thing as mechanical physics. We made that up. And sometimes he's just a guy that works down at the marina, you know, like cleaning out the bilges of people's boats. And sometimes he's taking classes at UCLA, and sometimes he's operating a snowplow for Manhattan Beach, where I don't think it's ever snowed. Anyway, here is Dr. Jeff Dowder.
Pomona on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I need to talk to this young man about this selling illegal drugs, marijuana. Why does he feel that?
Well, it's for medical purposes
okay,
only.
I understand about medicinal purpose
right.
for marijuana. I mean, I experienced it in the 70s, and it was, you know, when I was younger.
It's out of sight.
But what I'm saying is, I'm listening to you.
The bomb.
And the law is out there. And I had listened to you last week about how you're diagnosing people as they walk through the door.
Through the door, yeah.
That's what the guy was doing in Atascadero.
I mean, I know you're not psychic, you know.
They have to come with a note.
You know, but what's happening with that?
They have to come with a note what says that they got a disease, what was witnessed by somebody.
No, wait.
Back on that kick again?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wait a minute. Wait. So, okay, I went to junior high school in the ghetto, everything, seen everything.
You go to college?
Yes, I did.
Which one?
I went to El Camino.
That did you go to a four-year?
No. What does that have to do with logic?
What?
I mean, you can read books. You can read a PDR. You can read every case. You can read all kind of medical books without, in medical terminology,
what?
Without having a degree to know that you don't sit up and diagnose somebody when they walk through the door.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you dispensing drugs to somebody who's pregnant or walks or a kid that comes in that has nausea.
What about it?
Where did you get your degree from?
What?
What degree do you have?
What?
What degree do you have?
What medical degree do you have?
Which one?
What kind of degree? Any kind of degree? What kind of degree do you have?
What are you talking about?
Any degree? Do you have?
Do you know what the lady is saying to you?
What?
Do you have any degree in anything?
Which one?
That's what I'm asking you. Do you have any degree at all?
About what?
Communications, psychology, anything. Do you have any degree at all?
From what school?
That's what I'm asking you. How do I know what school you went to? What school did you go to?
You don't have to get mad at me or nothing. I'm asking you a question. Did you graduate?
Yes. What high school did
you go to? What do you mean, did you graduate?
What high school did you go to?
Where?
What high school did you go to?
Where?
How would I know? I didn't give birth to you. What high school did you go to?
I went to high school, yeah.
Where?
What?
You know what you are, a stupid idiot.
God, you are stupid, man. Did you understand anything that the lady is...
I don't know where you went to school. I didn't give birth
what?
To you.
About what?
You only avoid on the phone.
She's talking to me a million...
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, but you're asking me a million questions at once.
What?
You know,
okay,
dude, you...
Well, you're on a talk show. You're supposed to know all this stuff.
Exactly. And one thing you want to do...
You can diagnose somebody as they walk through the door.
You know, I didn't mean to say...
You can't answer me where you went to high school at.
About what?
High school.
I don't mean to
elementary
say that.
Elementary school.
I don't mean
junior
to...
high school.
What?
You're stupid.
I don't mean to say nothing, but I'll tell you this.
You stupid.
You should smoke some dope.
You need to keep smoking and just get off
the air. Yeah, you need to spark the owl. You should spark the owl.
Why don't you go spark the owl yourself? Because you sparked it enough already.
Because you need the buzz.
Later when it gets greater, homeboy.
You need to be less of the uptight.
Paris on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I think that almost every song that this guy's played on the radio just stinks.
What, of the tunes that are on our demo tape?
No, just like the ones that you're playing on the counter just... Oh, yeah, it's bitchin'. It's bitchin'. It's not bitchin', okay?
Hey, man. I went into the studio. We just got out of the studio. We worked on this demo tape for about 6 months, man. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's bitchin' is going to be... Could you play that again?
Play what again?
Play the rhythms to It's Bitchin'.
It's Bitchin'. Right now, I'm just playing...
Okay, that's not bad, man, but you got to lay down a beat, okay? Here we go.
I'm not even hitting the snare. I'm just hitting the rim.
Wait a second, man. This is what you got to do, man, if you want to be good. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, check
and right
out.
Now, I have a better gig than you right now, and I'm 16, and I'm in a high school band.
Dude, you got to ride the rim. Check it out. 1, 2, 3. It's Bitchin'. Ever so bitchin'.
Do you even have a full drum set?
Yeah, I do, but I don't have it where the phone is, man. I got it set up out in the living room right now.
In the living room?
Yeah, I got a 14-inch snare, tom-toms, crash cymbal, double bass drums.
Do you have a snare?
Yeah, 14-inch. Man, that sucker, you can hear that thing all the way to Washington Apples.
Are you a drummer, sir, the gentleman on the phone here?
Yes, I am.
From Paris. Can you play us a little rhythm here?
Sure.
Yeah, let's jam.
Okay.
Well, you know what? That guy was really good, but you going it's bitchin' made it suck.
What did you do? Okay, go ahead. Lay it at me again. It's bitchin' every day. I'm really having fun. I hope I don't get evicted. That's cool, man. We can do a tune call. I don't never want to be evicted. Why'd you stop?
Actually, I like the way you did it's bitchin'. Do that again.
Okay. It's bitchin'. It's bitchin'.
That's way better, man. That's awesome.
Jesus. Okay, listen, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Great to hear from a great... You sound like a damn good drummer.
Thank you.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. A lot of shows spend an inordinate amount of time telling you how good they are and how hip they are and how young they are and how, you know, they never do get around to doing any real material, but they tell you how great they are. And we don't really spend too much time doing that, although we do think we have a great show. But tonight, and a couple of times a year, we do tell you how we do the show and how great it is and how unique it is. And it's me, Phil Henry, and the variety of characters that I've invented that come on the air and actually talk to the listeners. I'm not an impressionist. And I'm not Mel Blanc. We create characters. We're not necessarily doing exact voice impressions. But occasionally, we do a couple of things that are impressions of famous people. Now, see if you can recognize this guy. And this is a cut, and it's the only cut we'll play tonight, from our Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, which is the one that we're going to be selling Thursday night, 7 to 10 Pacific, 10 to 1 Eastern on our show. All of the proceeds from the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD will go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So here is just a little selection from our Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat.
This is Coast to Coast, overnight AM. For all of you assholes calling from west of the Rockies, which includes Boston and the United Kingdom, dial 1-800-520-1534. For you jackasses calling from east of the Rockies, which includes Peru and California, dial 1-800-520-1534. All crank callers call 520-1534. If you're using a touch-tone phone, your SOL, only rotary calls tonight. And now, this is Coast to Coast Overnight AM from the Kingdom of Nye. spooky. Art hired me because I've got balls the size of a Liberty Bell.
Thank you, and good evening. The news is from NASA, and the news is shocking. And we're going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson about it in just a moment. But first, friends, an exciting new product from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, I've been talking to you about the Y2K bug. A lot of you are going to need something to eat, obviously, and we've been talking about making sure that you are stocked up with supplies, food, and whatnot. Once the Y2K bug hits and there is looting and rioting, let's hope that you've got a safe place to be. And if you do have that safe place to be, you cannot be without the new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker. Now, this is new. It is from Peenemann Enterprises. Please get a pen or a pencil and write down this information. I think it is going to be exciting. The new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker is something that is revolutionary. It is entirely recyclable, and it is something that will guarantee your family will never be out of food. What you do, quite simply, is when you feel the need to defecate, you do that into the new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker, and it recycles into delicious chili. You just add some cayenne spice and obviously some other garlic spices or whatever you want, season to taste, and you've got brand new delicious chili. It's the new Y2K Human Waste Chili Maker. Just crap right into it, and you've got delicious chili for a family of six, new from Peenemann Enterprises. General Johnson Jameson on the line with us now from his bunker complex in Montana, where he lives about 500 feet underground. And General Jameson, a very good evening to you.
Good evening.
General Jameson, we have got some information here concerning photographs from Mars.
Yes, we do. All right, could I ask you a question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Would you turn that god-awful disco music? I don't even know why you play that on your show.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating.
Well, what do you mean? I don't know what's fascinating about it. Just turn the music down. It's
all right. I hope that... Can you hear us better now, General?
Yes, now I can talk to you.
Is someone manually manipulating the camera on the Mars Global Surveyor?
I believe so. And if there's someone fooling around with the camera, we've got to stop them.
What's the next step?
Well, the next step, obviously, is the Red Planet Express.
Now, to refresh our audience, if you wouldn't mind...
Well, what I have is a rocket ship that I'm going to blast off in, and then I can make sure that... Oh, for Christ's sake. Will you...
This is the BBC.
Yeah, I got it already, okay. I can go to the Mars Global Explorer, and whoever is fooling with the camera... I have taken special chrome buttock molds with me, Art. And
now, this goes back, and let's hold on to ourselves, because this is fascinating. When you and I were at Area 51, and we woke up, and there was a very evident stain of blood around our backside.
That's right. Whoever's up there, if they think they're going to do any kind of exploratory... sexual maneuvering, I have a chrome buttock mold which will protect any rear area. Now, another thing.
How is your rocket ship?
Will you turn it down?
How is your rocket ship powered?
By potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah. Once I land on Mars...
And what is your ETA?
About midnight. We'll leave here at about, I'd say 9... Maybe have a bite to eat first. I'll take some sandwiches, of course, and then we should get to Mars about midnight.
This is an amazing, amazing journey that is about to be taken by General Johnson Jameson, and I am applauding you.
Well, Art, I'm going to go to Mars, and I'm going to kick whatever the Martian... I'll kick their ass, and if they try to mess with my rear area, of course... I do have...
You have the chrome buttock protector, right?
Yes, I do, but if they are able to get through that, I'll never forgive them. I will never forgive any extraterrestrial civilization for trying to know me better in that area. As you know, what happened to you and I at Area 51, it was a travesty.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What is the extraterrestrial fascination with sodomy? And that's another question. Do you know? Because
you know, I have read books. I certainly have talked to a great many people you know on this program. We have talked to them. They have come on. They won't answer the question.
Well, there's a guy up there. If you look at the website, he's moving the Martian camera, and I'm going to go up and kick his, whoop his ass.
Are we ready to go, General?
We are ready to blast off. Here we go.
All right. Can you describe for us right now, General Jameson, what is going on?
Bart, I am leaving the Earth's atmosphere, and I am now in free floating space. I am also very hungry, so, all right, I'm flying through space. I'm almost to Mars. I'm very hungry, so I'll use the crap chili maker, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Now I'll just turn it on. And I have a delicious bowl of chili.
Well, that's just great. Listen, we have got to break. We have just...
Yeah, I can tell, the music.
We're going to join you on Mars, right?
Yeah.
This is the Center for Disease Control.
I'll tell you, it ain't Hormel, but it's good.
Lantana, hello.
Yes, my name is Lisa, and I really think that, Margaret, you've got a really big disability. You're sitting there wanting a disabled spot.
Yes.
Just because your nails and toenails aren't dry. Honey, you're just more money-oriented than anything else. If you can't take it, stay home.
Well,
and if
I
you
know
can't click
good...
the TV, get your servant and whatever to click the TV.
Now, this is what you were hoping for, Margaret. These are women. These are women calling and telling
I'm
you what's up.
Yeah, I'm a woman,
up.
And I don't appreciate you ranking me with the likes of you. Because,
well,
honey,
I beg your pardon.
In my book, all you are is money-hungry, snobbish,
worried
about breaking a little nail, get down in the dirt with everybody else.
Another woman
like
who doesn't have a man with money.
And that's all I have to say,
I'll
Margaret.
Bet your husband
if you can't deal with it, I'm sorry.
I'll bet your husband has no money at all, and you're just
who
jealous.
Who cares about money,
you're
honey?
You're just jealous of...
You know, there's other things in life besides money, and it sure ain't you or
really?
Your looks. I bet you with a gallon of buttermilk, you know, you could stop a freight train,
I
woman.
Beg your...
You know, get out of it. My mother's disabled, and I don't appreciate
well, I
people
tell you,
like you acting the way you act.
I'll bet you have green nail polish with a little dragon design.
Green nail polish?
Yes.
Honey, I got more class in my pinky than you do in your whole body.
Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yes, how much is
I
your
live
homework?
In a better place, and I got a bigger heart than you will ever have.
Do you rent or do you own?
Just don't. It doesn't matter.
Do you rent?
Just where I live.
So she doesn't want
where
to
answer. Where do you live?
I live in Bell Harbor.
Beach.
Bell Harbor.
No, Bell Harbor.
Yes.
Oh, darling.
Oh,
I think those are the best of them. And, you know, I think it's best that you just shut your mouth about all us other
shut
women out here.
Shut my mouth.
Don't
I
rank
wouldn't
it.
Have a maid talk to me that way. You
don't rank it.
You talk.
And that's all I've got to say to Margaret. Thanks, Phil.
On the star line is Carlos. Hello, Carlos. You're on the air.
Yeah, Phil?
Yeah.
Let me talk to Mr. Fuentes.
Come on.
Yeah, Mr. Fuentes?
Come on.
Yes, where are you from?
Originally from Cuba.
From Cuba?
Yeah.
Okay, so you came in 1981?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you come in the Mario boat lift?
In a boat lift?
Yes, the Mario boat lift.
No, I came on Princess Cruise Lines.
Oh, okay.
Princess
okay.
Cruise Lines, okay.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Mr. Fuentes. What part of Cuba are you from?
East Coast.
Excuse me?
East Coast.
The East Coast?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what city? What province?
Jersey City.
What is it?
Jersey City.
Jersey City?
Yeah.
In Havana, in Cuba?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't exist.
The hell it doesn't.
Sir, you're a fake. You weren't from Cuba.
Wait a second. What are you calling me a fake for?
Sir, let me tell you something.
What?
You're not Cuban?
I come from Atlantic City.
From where?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City?
Yeah.
It does, there's no place down there
there's
on
no
the...
place. Atlantic City's in America.
Hey, what...
I come from Pittsburgh.
Oh, now you're from Pittsburgh.
You're from Pittsburgh.
Are you sure you're not a Martian?
Pittsburgh, Cuba?
Right.
And you come from your anus?
I made a mistake. I'm from Pittsburgh.
I think you come from Uranus, buddy. And the PGA means prick gone asshole.
Excuse me again, sir?
Okay. Phil Henry Show here. That's from our 1994 CD. And that was an escaped convict claiming to come from Cuba. One of our listeners busting him. And before that, we had a, what was the thing we just played? Art Bell. Art Bell. No, there's something else. Margaret talking about needing handicapped parking because she just had her nails done. And then we had the Art Bell just ahead of that. We're, you know, talking a lot about, you know, the best of the Phil Henry Show CD. We're going to be doing a radiothon Thursday night if you want to pick up our best of the 1999 CD, which is where that Art Bell cut is from. By all means, be listening and give a call to the number we're going to give out. And you can buy the CD on the phone, and all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. I've also mentioned this is the last year we do a CD, but this is not going to be the last year that we release a best of material from our show. It's the last year we do a CD. This coming year, the year 2000, we're going to have something entirely unique, an entirely new way of presenting the material from our show. So we're going to close out with a few more things coming up on The Phil Henry Show. Show. It's the final few minutes here of our best of show tonight. This is one from the best of the Phil Henry Show 1997. Margaret beats her kid.
Hello.
Phil, I'm sorry. I wanted to call back and make a comment on this.
We had you on last hour, Margaret.
But I agree with this man because I know how people think what they're driving is very impressive.
And I think that your average carjacker is looking is looking to get the Mercedes and to get the Rolls Royce and things like that because they can get any kid on the street, any bum can go out and buy a Lexus.
Let's go to Santa Monica on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I don't even know where to begin. I can't believe that Margaret called back. I have the floor. I just wanted to say a couple things. I was completely and utterly amazed and flabbergasted that I was hearing this woman talk about a movie that she thought that she saw when she didn't, and then the audacity for her to beat her child, to hit her son.
I will do what I want with my own son.
When the radio was going on.
I will do what I want with my own son.
You know, excuse me,
why
do you keep interrupting people?
This is not the floor of Congress, thank you. You're not here to give a speech.
Why do you keep interrupting people?
You're not giving a speech. We're having a conversation.
I am talking, and I have the floor. I'm talking.
This isn't Congress.
You're being very rude.
Hello, it's my life.
You're being very rude.
Hello, it's my life.
You are being very rude. I am talking. In any event,
go ahead,
Phil,
ma'am. Go ahead.
My point was that I know you were frustrated with her like every other caller that was listening to her and every other caller that was getting bashed
her. Well, I didn't understand.
But my only point is I only hope that you had cut her off so we wouldn't have to hear the trauma she was inflicting on
her son. Can listen to your big mouth, right? I can't say what I want, but you have to butt in and say, excuse me, I'm talking. Isn't that what you're saying now?
Your comments are not even worth talking about.
I will say this, ma'am.
Because I feel very sorry. I feel very sorry for you. If you are not smart enough to check within your VCR and to make sure you're watching Schindler's List, then there's got to be a problem with you.
Take a deep breath. I have a comment to make. First of all, John, don't put that in the VCR. Now, see, my son is in the room right now, but this woman would have me not discipline him.
He's in the room. Why should you discipline him when he's in the room?
I'll hit him anytime I want. Come here for a minute, John. Come here. Ow! Ow! There. I just hit him.
And you did that why? You did that to just impress us or something? Are you completely insane?
I will deal with my children my way. This is a... Come here for a minute. What do you want, Mom? Come here.
Phil?
You like that?
I think the police ought to be called.
Phil, I think...
And I think you ought to be taken off to a jail cell.
I'm going to speak to David Hall, the program director.
I would,
And I'm going to write a letter to him.
Oh, there, now you're going to get Phil in trouble.
Excuse me, you're
interrupting... Now you're going to get Phil in trouble.
You're interrupting again.
Yeah, shut up, will you, Margaret?
She wants to write a letter to get you...
Margaret, you're interrupting again.
If you don't let me talk, I'm going to hit my son again.
You know what? I think
what kind of emotional blackmail is that?
I think you should hit yourself instead, and maybe that would do some good.
I'll tell you something, Phil. I want to make a comment. I can't be on the air with a woman who is beating a child.
And I agree.
Ted, please, just don't hang up yet.
Well, I will not be on the air with a woman that's beating a child.
I agree.
Well, watch this. Come here for a minute. Ow! Ow!
You know what, Phil?
Ow!
I need to hang
you
up.
You want to be in a damn jail cell, you
I
know
cannot,
that?
I am so upset about this, and I'm very upset that you just don't cut her off.
John, go out
you
and
can't,
find
you
me
can't
a switch
let her
to
keep
hit
talking.
You with right now. Go out and find me a switch to hit you with. Please, Mom, don't hurt me. Get me a switch. Please, Mom. Ow! 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 Get the wire hanger. Ow!
All right, I'm going to call the cops
Phil,
on you.
Can you just cut her off?
Well, she's still going to beat the kid.
That's
she
right.
Won't.
If
she's
he hangs
it,
up on me, I'll beat the
kid. She's doing it for attention.
If he hangs up on me,
cut her off.
I'll beat the child more.
Just cut her off, and she can't do it for attention.
The child will be beaten more if I'm
then
hung up on.
Then that's your problem. And then the Jonah, who is the producer,
okay, look.
Call the police. And
Phil, I'm
going to
tell you something. I agree with the lady. I think you ought to exercise some control over your program
and hang
up on this woman.
If Phil Henry hangs up on me, I beat the child more.
So now what am I supposed to do?
You better not hang this phone up.
Phil, I think you should just hang up because she's got a big problem in life.
If he hangs up on me, you'll
you know
hear
what?
About
you know
me
what,
on the
Margaret?
News.
You know what, Margaret?
If he hangs up
people,
on me, you'll hear about
you
me on the
nasty,
news.
You are nasty, you are rude, and you are very, very,
well, ma'am, can
no
I,
manners,
can I ask you something,
put it
ma'am?
Mildly.
Can I ask you something? Would you please not write the program director because that just gets me in trouble.
You know what? He has to know that this woman has been given free rein on this show, and I need to hang up because
if
I can't even take this
anymore. If you hang up on me, Phil Henry, I will
Goodbye.
Hear about me on the news. I can tell you that, right?
You should be on the
I'll
news.
I'll be on the news.
You should be on the news saying that you're going to jail.
It's my life. I'll do what I want. Come here, kid.
No, Mom, please don't. Ow, ow, ow.
Okay,
wow,
goodbye.
Wow,
goodbye,
wow.
Phil. I've got to write a letter because I can't even.
I can't please don't write a letter.
You're in trouble now, Henry. I think I'm going to write a letter, too.
Oh, they're going to write letters now, Phil.
I see ads. Phil Henry.
What will you do?
It's like a miracle.